Well, hi there, Mr. Brent Roberts. Welcome back. We haven't been together for the last couple of weeks since we've had a busy time. January has been busy for you. The market is sort of harder to get to, but it is working.
It is absolutely working. Nice to see you, Ozzy. The market is active, but you have to work harder on it for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing I keep hearing by people. Well, you have to not just write the offers, but you know, you have to land them. And that's the same in the pre-sale world. They have a lot of registrations, but people that actually show up at the showroom, or then even if they do register, do they then take it off at the registration period, they have to be some work done. Because let's face it, you know, we are psychology driven in our real estate world, you know, and today the psychology is, I want to be careful, right? I want to be careful. And so, and yet it's probably the best time to buy.
Well, exactly right. We always say, you know, and you and I've shared this before, but in a buyer's market, there's no buyers. And in a seller's market, there's no sellers. And, you know, the buyer, when it is the buyer's market like it is today, that's a great time and a great opportunity to be buying.
Well, and part of that is when you look at the January numbers, say for the Fraser Valley, the active listings, that is all the properties that are for sale at the end of the month, are up 47% over where they were last January.
Right.
And in fact, the new listings are up a whopping 56%. So again, from a buyer's perspective, hey, I got more product, I got more time to look at stuff.
Well, exactly. And last year, and if we're up 47 and 54%, I think those are the numbers you shared, that, you know, this is on top of last year, which was the most amount of listings we've had in 10 years.
Yeah, because actually 2024 wasn't not bad comparing ourselves to 2023. You have to go back to almost 2020 and 2021 to have had a better year, right? So, yeah, so we are in a world of uncertainty, though. I mean, you and I talked, I guess a couple of weeks ago about Trump and tariffs and all these things. And I said that he was going to be blustering and he would back down. And then until, I guess, Friday night, I thought, well, hey, maybe I was wrong. And then he did it later than the deadline, you know, a day later. But the thing is, I think what, and we're not political. We work with any markets and we work with any governments, right? I mean, we're in a democracy and that's the way we love it. But what people don't understand about Trump is that he's written 11 books. Just Google him and take the book, The Art of the Deal. That's exactly what he's doing, what he said in 2003 and 2005 and 2010, long before he was president, that you have to be strong, you have to start high, you have to negotiate. You know, the whole idea is that that's how he is. Now, you can like it or not, but we're going nuts with this thing, and it will be negotiated down.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to happen as well, because like you said, it came to the last minute, even past the last minute. So I thought, okay, maybe we really are getting into this situation. Now, hopefully we don't, but it is waking up our local governments and our federal government. You know, we don't want to be stuck in this situation where we're reliant on other situations. So I think we're going to see a lot more projects and a lot more build at home kind of projects. And I think that ultimately will be good for BC and the rest of Canada.
Well, his idea, of course, you know, that he wants to stop fentanyl. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of deaths in Vancouver because we're a port city.
Right.
And I think we got, I don't know the amount of inspectors, but we have peanuts inspectors on the tens and tens and tens of thousands of containers that come. They could all be full of fentanyl. So Trump says you got to fix that.
Absolutely.
And so he blusters it, but I think the average Canadian would agree with that. We want to get our kids off this stuff. And we can blame everybody, but in the end, and we can never stop it, but we can make it a lot better than it is. Anyways, let's get back to real estate. So the market, the deals that are out there is, I look at that as the new construction now, the pre-sales have really slowed down right across the country, but
yes,
primarily because you have condos for sale that maybe 2 or 3 years old that are larger, cheaper,
right,
and no GST.
Well, and there's a lot of choices, and the you know, when a developer asks for X amount of dollars because they've got to make this kind of a profit, you know, their and their costs are a lot higher nowadays. You know, for example, I've got a place and they're almost beside each other. One's an older building and one's a brand new building. They're both the same square foot at 772 square feet. We've got an offer accepted on a resale that's $500,000. You know, which is about $647 a square foot Aussie. And we've got a new brand new, which is gorgeous, you know, it's already closed. And it's 772 square feet, but it's $650,000. Well, that's $150,000 more. Now you're getting new, you're getting a much nicer, newer building, and you know, the modern look and everything else, and this layout is great.
Yeah, there's always a reason, but that's a good point, is that that's the competition. By the way, anybody that's in Vancouver, this weekend we have the World Outlook Financial Conference. I think we have 1,000 people there, and Brent will be there. Brent has his own booth there, so you want to talk to him. That'll be the time to see, and because he has some spectacular deals. After all, he's the number one realtor in the Fraser Valley, so you know what's what and what's where. The other thing that we maybe briefly should touch on is interest rates. You know, I hear so many people saying, oh, the renewals and all this. But reality is that as according to Jared Dreyer from Verico Mortgage, a five-year variable is now 4.19%. on a high ratio basis, and 4.5% on conventional, and a five-year fixed is 4.09% on a high ratio and 4.4% conventional. Well, listen, in 50 years, we only had 5 years that the fixed rate was below 5%. 45 years out of 50, we were over 5%. It was quite normal. In fact, I have a slideshow that I'm going to be showing at the show, where the average was far, far higher, like over 7, over 8, on average all the time in the United States. Everything starts at 7% right now, the 30-year mortgages. So we are getting nuts about how high interest rates are. They're not. And when you take a look at, yes, of course, if I come from a 2% mortgage and go into a 4% mortgage, it's painful. But with the falling interest rates, and here's one final thought on interest rates, I think the Bank of Montreal, the Bank of Canada, is likely thinking about an emergency rate cut to boot.
Well, and you know, I think you're right, Ozzy, because if you look at it, like you just said, the variable rate and the fixed rate is almost the same, and that's unusual. You know, it's usually a bit of a spread, and there was a bigger spread in the last couple of months, and now all of a sudden, the variable rate has dropped so much to this. It's a good opportunity right now. So you've got great things going on. You've got a lot of product. You've got a lot of choices out there. You've got interest rates coming down. So if you're a new buyer or you're changing, and one of my customers said to me 2 days ago, it's all, if I'm buying in a low market, I'm selling in a low market. If I'm buying in a high market, I'm selling in a high market. So, you're putting yourself in the same position. There's a lot of opportunity, a lot of choices, a much better market to be a buyer in.
Yeah, and so for 2025, the uncertainty is in the stock market. The uncertainty is in Bitcoin. My God, this weekend, Bitcoin, they said, well, it was just a dip. Well, it was just a dip. It was a $2 billion loss that somebody took, and it wasn't the big boys, I tell you that. I think it was a lot of small players that got wiped out. They were liquidated, they called, right? They have 10,000 in the market. And if the thing went from 102,000 to 92,000, they're all gone, the history. And so the losses that people have taken, then the uncertainties with Trump, with our own governments, my God, you rip your hair out. But on the good side, they've postponed the increase in capital gains tax till next January. They are fighting and trying to listen to people more. Hey, we are after all living in paradise if we are in Canada and in BC. And even if it's a snowy Vancouver, we love it here.
It's beautiful. And it looks gorgeous in the snow.
Yeah. So see you all on the weekend at the Bayshore.
Sounds good, Ozzy. Look forward to seeing you there and look forward to your presentation. It'll be wonderful. And you've been nailing it for the last, I think, how many years have you been there now?
Quite a few. 32.
Wow, that's fantastic. I keep gleaning all
the... You shouldn't ask me that, because then people 32, well, how old is that guy?
Hey, it looks good for 45.
Good recovery. Okay, take care. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.